You had a very exciting Monday night.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
You don't want one of the most exciting, I think.
Yeah, you don't want too many of those, but when you do see them, they're kind of, you're kind of memorable, I suppose.
They are. It's something, it's one we'll never forget.
You have a team that's 5-0. You go through something like that. The Patriots didn't play their best, although they beat Cleveland. You both won. Is it difficult to play the next week after you've had such an exciting foray into NFL football?
Well, I think both teams will be up for this game. You know, both of us 5-0. I think that's enough motivation right there. So.
Tony Romo certainly had an up-and-down day, but the fact is you end up winning. He's produced an awful lot of good success this year. What about him, his style of play and his ability, his resilience to overcome a game like he had the other day?
Well, I thought that was the great thing about it. I mean, he came back, completed 11 out of his last 14, and, drove us in the three-minute period to the game winner. We ended up with 9 points, almost at 11 in the last 3 minutes of the game, so which the game was on the line. So he really came through at the end, and I think that was key for him and us.
What kind of kid is he to work with?
He's great.
Is he?
Yeah, he's super. He's got a great personality, always upbeat, real competitor all the time. Practice, whatever, he's always competing to do well. Studies hard. As soon as we got here, he was here with us. I mean, the coaches, because we had new staff and so forth. He was out there with us and trying to learn as much as he could. So he's been great.
Is he coming on his day off and that sort of thing?
Brady did
that during his...
He's the same way. No, he was here yesterday and always is. Kind of wanting the game plan early and all that stuff and see what he needs to do and studying the other team. And he does all the right things, and I think that's why he's continuing to be a good quarterback.
Wade, logistically, how did playing Monday night, getting home probably around, what time did you get home Tuesday morning?
About 4, 4.30.
How did that change your week's practice in preparation for New England?
Today we won't, we won't be in pads like we normally would be on Wednesday because, it's only 2 days after a game for us, which normally 2 days after a game they're off on a Tuesday. So we'll have to get some things done, but we can't be real physical today.
And how did it impact your coaching staff in terms of preparation? You guys probably won't.
Well, we like all coaching staffs, we plan ahead. We've been working. Extra last week because we had an extra day last week for a Monday night game. So some of it we had to work on New England. So, just like all coaches, you got to get it done. You have to get it done. We're the ones here to get it done. We spend a lot of hours doing those things.
How much do you think handling adversity the way you did Monday night can help you down the road?
I think it'll help us in any close game. I think just a lot of a lot of it is believing in each other, believing you're going to do well. When things go bad, not blaming the other guy or blaming it on something else and letting down, I mean, our defense, after all those turnovers, they just kept going out there and stopping them, it would have been easy to say, hey, the game ain't going right or this is not our night or whatever. So I think it helps you. I think it helps you a whole lot down the road.
How much is what – I mean, the Patriots' success is based obviously on coaching and talent, but also on their ability to overcome things. When things go against them, they seem to rise above it. How much is that?
We hope we can emulate something like that, the way they've done things. That's why they've been an outstanding team and will continue to be one, I think, because they have that in them. They've done it enough times. They've overcome a lot of adversity. People don't see it all the time, and sometimes the games could be close and they're not because they overcome some things that happened bad for them early in a game or those kind of things. Yeah, they're outstanding at that.
You have given the Patriots some adversity yourself as a defensive coordinator, most recently with San Diego. What are the similarities that you...
I think New England went on in the playoffs there.
Pretty fortunate. Just because your defenders aren't that good at running with the ball, that's the only reason.
There's a lot of ifs. But
why have you had so much success against their offense?
I don't know that. Like I say, I don't know that it's success. I mean, Tom Brady's just—he's the great. You know, he's just the greatest. I have all the respect in the world for him. And their players and their coaching, obviously the coaching especially. But he's just so hard to play against. I mean, Marino, when we used to play against him, it was just—it's a chore. I mean, it's just—it's hard to come up with something that can bother them, that can give them problems, that. You got to hope they have an off day sometimes, you know. That's about it.
A lot of the talk here in New England this year has been about Randy Moss and the perception of what people thought he was coming in here versus what the Patriots say is the reality of what they've gotten. How have your opinion of T.O. changed coming into the organization this year as opposed to maybe what you thought you were getting when you signed on?
Well, I mean, I didn't know. I didn't prejudge him because – I'd played against Terrell a bunch of times, and he played really hard every game, and he was hard to stop. But he plays out the play every play. I mean, he was I admired him the way he played against me, against us. So that's what I knew about him, really. And of course, you heard the other stories and all, those kind of things. But all he does is work hard and do the right thing. So that's why he's been here, and there may be a similarity in that. The way the public perceives the guy, and the way they really are with the team. But it's our reality here that he's a really good player. He's a team player, and he plays hard every snap, and he practices really hard. So I couldn't be more pleased with him.
Coach, your team gave up 35 points in the opener, and I guess you're only averaging about 8 points a game since then. What has changed in these last 4 games?
Oh, I think, some of us just playing together, and, it is a new system, a new beginning, a new defense for a lot of these guys, so that's part of it. The Giants the Giants can score. The Giants got a pretty good football team, and it was one of those games that was kind of high scoring. Sometimes you get in a high scoring game, sometimes they're low scoring. So you hope you keep them low and you score high, but that doesn't always happen. So we made plays against the Giants on defense. It just, we didn't make enough to keep them down point wise. But I thought we started playing well there, and we played pretty well since then.
Can you describe some of the weapons that you're going to deal with Sunday afternoon from New England, and also maybe talk about what kind of improvement you see from the weapons they had in 06?
Well, I think it's obvious, and everybody knows that their whole receiving core has changed and for the better. I mean, they've got better, they've got better talent at receiver than they've had, and that's just added to, because we've already seen what Tom Brady can do with whatever receivers he has, and he's taken them all the way to the top several times with different groups, but this may be his best group. So that's what the other people are trying to stop, and nobody has so far.
This is obviously the game of the week. Everyone's talking about it. All the coverage it's getting. Is this the right time to have a game of such magnitude for Romo and the kind of pressures that go with it?
Oh, I think it's great. I mean, for a coach, I mean, that's, you want your team to get up and you want to play at home too, which, we played 3 on the road already. So we want to get back home and play. And anytime you're playing on New England, you're going to get up for the game. So I don't have to worry about motivation. So that's good for us.
Special teams a concern given the kick return and the punt return the last couple of weeks?
It's a concern that happened to us. We both games it was real odd because all the other kicks we really just completely dominated them. And against St. Louis, every punt return, we swarmed him every play, and then one he broke for a touchdown. Same thing in the last game. Every kickoff, we got him inside the 25-yard line, and then he runs one back for a touchdown. So, but we can clean those things up. We had some major mistakes on that one time in both those situations. We got to stop doing that.
Wade, talk a little bit, if you could, about Colombo. He's a local kid from here, and we have a number of guys that are interested.
Yeah, oh, no, we hear about Boston College there every week since they've been winning. I think a lot of the Boston College players I've been around, he's, you know, he's a smart guy, solid guy, good person, hard worker, all the right things, and he's talented. He's a big, big man now, but he does his job. I think he's gotten a game ball like twice already in five games. So for being the outstanding offensive lineman in the game, and we've had some good games from our offensive line.
How do you convince Tony Romo to work on better ball security? It was an issue for him last year, and then Monday night after having thrown, you know, five picks, he has a strip sack.
Well, he doesn't throw any in practice. It was one of those games. I mean, I've seen even great ones have games like that. But like I say, he doesn't practice that way. He's very accurate in practice. He's a tremendous competitor. I can't remember the last time in practice that he's even come close to throwing an interception. So it was just a strange situation and one of those that I think he had to get through mentally. Crowd was into it. They, you know, the first pass is intercepted. The first two passes are intercepted. But like I said, I was proud of the way he came back and he fought through it. And I think mentally he got through a real tough. Usually you can't get through those things. You just say, "Boy, I had a bad game." But at the end, you know, like I say, he completed 11 out of the last 14 and took us on an 80-yard drive for a touchdown and then put us in field goal position to win. So. He's still a winner.
Do you pull him aside and say, "Look, you might get away with that against Buffalo, which is 1-4, but you're not going to get away with it on Sunday night if you hang the ball down around your hip and cruise around back there"? Is there a time you do that, or do you just say, "Hey, great job"?
I think he learned from it too, and I don't think he meant to do those things. So, I don't think there's going to be a problem with him, throwing five interceptions a game. I'd be surprised if it ever happens again, or that he ever throws, you know, two. So, in a game. So, minus five in a turnover battle, I don't think anybody's ever won except us. So, you don't want that every week. But you still got to play good enough to win. And that's what counts. And that's what the players need to realize, that no matter if you're having a bad game or who's having a good game, bad game, you got to play together, believe in each other, and play good enough to win. And if it's 45-35 like it was the first game, our defense played good enough to win. If it was just like the last game, our quarterback played good enough to win.
Coach, Cleveland was the first team that was able to hold Randy Moss in check. They rolled a lot of double coverage on him, but Brady was able to find Watson for over 100 yards and a couple scores, Starworth for another score. How do you balance with trying to hold Moss?
We're
going to
put
check?
Three on Moss and try to keep him down all we can.
What are you gonna do with the rest of the guys then?
I don't know, but we're gonna try to keep him down. You know, it's just hard to do with great receivers, but and they have a lot of other people. But we're gonna try to keep as many as we can on Moss and hold on with the rest of them.
How did Terrell Owens react to only catching two balls against the Bills in the past?
He was about as excited as anybody that we won, and that's everybody was really excited. So.
Can you talk a little bit about Jason Witten and what he adds to that offense, especially with T.O. out wide? That opens up a lot of stuff for Witten over the middle.
Yeah, he's obviously a really talented player, Pro Bowl player, and he plays that way. He's a good blocker besides being an excellent receiver. They have that was the thing in the game that kept showing up, you know, was Tony and Jason. Tony's feel for Jason, where he's going to be, and that kind of thing, and that's been pretty consistent in every game. So they've been clicking well together the whole season.
Is there anything you can do to work on getting off to a faster start offensively, or do you just have to say, we got talent, we score a lot in the second half, it'll eventually start happening earlier?
Yeah, I mean, I think it happens. I mean, that's some games it does, some games it doesn't. I don't, you know, I don't see that we're doing anything different. You know, it's been, you know, it's pretty tough starting out on the road, you know, not for New England, but for most people, so. I think that's been some of the problem, but other than that, I think it'll work out that we'll end up scoring, you know, more in the first half some.
Coach, back to Witten. You know, obviously you guys have a good tight end. The Patriots do. Other offenses like the Colts do, and the Chargers did when you were there. You know, is there any? Is it more the coincidence that these teams all have these versatile tight ends and they've been successful?
Well, it's a big part of it, certainly. I mean, you know, if you're going to double wide receivers and triple them like we're going to do, then you know, your tight end, you know, he's one-on-one with a linebacker a lot of times. And the real good ones, you can't do that. So I guess we'll have to put two on there, three on Moss. We got six left. I don't know what we're going to do with them.
Coach, how many guys you got in your defense?
We're working it down. We've got five already taken four, so we're gonna may have to go to a two-man rush. We'll see.
What would Anthony Henry coming back mean to you if he's able to get back in the lineup?
It'd be nice if he could get back. Certainly, we hadn't had our starting corners yet in the game, so and we, you know, like I say, we played pretty well overall for a lot of guys being out, so. But, you know, I don't know if he'll be back or not this week.
Hey, Wade, this might be a off-the-wall question, but on the Monday night game, when the game was over, they showed a clip of you reacting to the Music City Miracle in Tennessee. Do you think this is any – not that it's payback, but is it the same peak of emotion that you got after this game, that maybe you were down in the valley after that playoff game? I know it was – you were out of the season was over back then, and the season isn't over now. But any similarity in the emotions, good and bad, from those two games?
Well, the other one was real bad. This one was real good. But you know, the emotion in that game was, you know, I was standing there and the guy threw a forward lateral, and I thought they were going to replay it and call it back, and they didn't, and that was pretty much it. So that. You know, and that game's over, and I went to the next, you know, the next year, certainly. And we've had a lot of games. I've had a lot of games in between then, so. And I don't look back in the past too much, except the good things that happened. That wasn't a good one.
When people contend that neither the Patriots or Dallas have really played the iron of the league, and that their 5-0 records are a little bit maybe colored because of that, what's your response to that?
Well, our 5-0 and their 5-0, that's 10 wins right there, so. Some of those teams have lost games because of both our teams. So, and you don't have any, you know, you don't have any control over who you play, or, you know, or how good they play, or how good their record is. Some of it's the day you play them, though. They may, you know, if they like Buffalo, if they win that game, you know, Monday night, they, you know, they win two games. So, you know, it's I don't see that it makes any difference except what your record is at the end.
What's your impression of Sammy Morris filling in for Lawrence Maroney the last 2 weeks?
I drafted Sammy, so I'm kind of a Sammy Morris fan. We drafted him in Buffalo, and he's a great guy. Part of why we drafted him was not only his talent but his character. So, Sammy's one of my favorites.
You think the Chargers are going to be all right?
Yeah, look, I think Denver would say they would be.
Yeah.
they're fine. They got a great group of guys. I knew they'd fight back, and you know, they've had a couple of games that you know were a little tough on them, but they got too much character, too much talent, and they'll get it all together. They're going to win. You're going to see them down the road for sure.
Nice to have Wade Wilson back this week.
It is. I told him we couldn't win without him, but maybe we did.
Anything else, guys? Terrific. Yes. Thanks, Wade.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye.